This poem brings me so much energy. The energy of dancing around a maypole and jumping over a Beltane fire. There's so much jubilant life and celebration and color and joy in these words that are a really great expression of the energy of this Sabbat. The word Beltane has Gaelic roots. It might mean the fires of Bel, referring to the Celtic sun god Belinus, or it might mean bright fire, or be short for the Celtic word that means the first of summer, or it could be all these things. It's one of what we call the cross-quarter holidays, which means that it lies halfway between an equinox and a solstice. And so it's one of the four Celtic contributions to the eight Sabbaths in the modern wheel of the year. So we've passed the spring equinox and we're moving toward the summer solstice and we're celebrating this rich time in between. It's directly opposite Samhain on the wheel. And it's said to be a time just like Samhain when the veil between our world and that of the ancestors is thin. The focal point of Beltane, regardless of where it's being celebrated or by whom, is the fertility that's so evident at this point of spring. The first flush of flowers are in full bloom. In my neighborhood, that means apples and crabs and red buds and maples and lilacs, as well as dandelions and trout lilies and tulips and many others. The grass is green and the garlic and the asparagus and the rhubarb are teasing us. Those of us who grow vegetables from seed are going to be planting them outside soon. And as so many religious traditions do, pagans offer up this time of lush life, this point in the turning of the wheel of the year, as a metaphor for being human. Todd Jonathan, who wrote the words Susan offered during our chalice lighting, also wrote, "It's the season of maturing life and deep found love, and the time of making vows, hand fastings, and other commitments." So the celebrations are full of symbols of awakening sensuality, including fertility and movement. In Celtic traditions, Beltane has been and is still celebrated with fire. The Celts used to light two bonfires near each other because they believed it would purify themselves as well as increase their fertility to be around them. It's the time of year they drive their cattle out to the summer pastures, and they pass the cattle between the two fires first to purify them and to ensure the fertility of the herd. People would also walk around or even jump over the fire too. Women wishing to conceive jumped over the fire for fertility. Hand fastings and trial marriages were often performed at Beltane, and a couple who leaped over the fire together were considered married for 1 year. People would put out their household fires and relight them from the Beltane fire, which was said to have protection and safety and purification associated with it. So they believed they were bringing that protection into their homes. Ancient Romans celebrated a holiday called Floralia around the same time of year, and they were honoring the goddess Flora with games and mock combat and dancing and, yes, again, fertility rites. And in Germany, this is really interesting, the celebrations looked similar, but they had evolved into Christian tradition to actually ward off pagans. Walpurgisnacht is celebrated on April 30th, the night before Beltane, in much of Northern and Central Europe now, to commemorate the canonization of Saint Walpurga, an 18th century abbess. And now, there are lots of variations in different countries across Northern and Central Europe, and many of them have gone back to simply celebrating Walpurgisnacht as a spring holiday with fires and feasts and visiting each other's households. So it's kind of come around. The maypole was and is still danced in many places and in many traditions, sometimes just as part of the celebration of the coming of May. It's a symbol, though, in pagan tradition of the dance of the god and the goddess as part of their fertility rite, The modern tradition has people of all genders with flowers in their hair or around them or atop the maypole, dancing together to the beat of drums or chants to weave these many colored ribbons into a beautiful pattern around the pole. It's based of an older tradition where young girls would weave a very specific pattern to again symbolize fertility. So those are some of the traditions. And here's some of the theology behind them. One of the ways that Beltane honors the fertility of the earth is with imagery of the maiden, the young goddess archetype. The goddess of many pagan traditions goes through these three phases through the course of the year, as many women do through the course of their lives. She's fully mature in her mother phase during the summer, when we're eating the raspberries and the tomatoes that we've been given or have grown. And then as the days begin to get shorter after the summer solstice, she starts to slowly lose power, and the god is said to gain power at the same time. So at the autumn equinox, as we're harvesting our fall crops and the trees are starting to turn, the two are in balance, right? It's an equinox. And the goddess is in her crone phase, the old wise woman, sage and crone, and weakens further while the god comes into his full power. I'm aware that some of that's problematic, that language. At the winter solstice, she's reborn from the dark. That's been the primary aspect of the god. Reborn, as light is reborn in the darkest time of the year. She goes through the course of the year and is celebrated at her youngest stage at Astara, the spring equinox, where we experience coming out of winter and the awakening of the earth. And now at Beltane, she's at the cusp of her motherhood. She dances as a maiden for the last time, marking the fertility of this season when everything around us is just bursting in life. And this happens over and over, year after year. Oh, I see God and Goddess as dance partners, whirling through the year, changing up who leads on a regular basis. So there's a balance, not only at those two equinoxes, but across the whole. And while I love this as a theology and resonate deeply with the phases of the goddess and this idea of balance, I'm also learning to wonder how problematic it is to personify this binary of male and female energy. I don't know yet how to queer this theology. I don't know if that has happened, how to envision it in a way that doesn't rely on that binary. And this troubles me more and more as I continue to learn about the gender spectrum. So I welcome conversation about this with anyone who's welcome, anyone who's willing to have it. And I resonate deeply with the cycles themselves. I've always lived in climates where seasonal change happens, and I find huge comfort in the pagan Sabbats. They're cyclic and they're predictable. They're easy to have faith in because we know they're going to come again. Every 6 weeks or so, there's something seasonal to notice that these traditions lift up and give us connection to. That predictable cyclic nature offers me so much comfort. No matter what's happening in my life, I can count on the earth spinning me through those seasons, and that they will be pretty much the same as they were the year before, even though I am not, even though the world is not. This also offers me the opportunity to celebrate something on a regular basis, a practice of noticing and acknowledging what is happening around me, which is such a deep part of my theology, the experiences that are happening within and around me. So this particular Beltane, while I'm celebrating the beauty and aliveness of this beautiful spring, and oh, how easy has that been to do these last 2 days, I'm also feeling the weirdness of having been shut in for a whole year instead of just the winter. My heart and my spirit feel this tension, this I don't have the word because I'm off manuscript. This kind of incongruous nature, right, between going out and celebrating and planting things and feeling the sun on my face and the knowing that COVID's not over, the knowing that there are still things we're doing to try to keep each other safe. And some of those things still involve avoidance and isolation from each other physically. It feels really strange to be celebrating this beauty and lushness around me and within me. It sparks this thing within me. But to also be thinking, yeah, we're still putting reins on things. And that is for the greater good. And so this Beltane, I wish for lots of outdoor gatherings, lots of meeting people outside, lots of continuing to see our full faces on screens when we need to. And I hope and I pray that Dane County continues to improve to the point that very soon we can move into a different phase. For me, like Tadhg Jonathan, I pray that my life will be fertile Beltane soil, like the soil that I have just put into my raised bed that is awaiting seed, that my life will be like that soil and that our lives will be like that soil, regardless of how we have to connect. That soil that will bring forth a harvest of good things when the time is right. May the time be right soon. And may it be so. And may we be so.